Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome once again to stayintohisword.com, stay.intohisword.com. If you're looking for us on the internet, you can always go to Google or whatever your preferred search engine is and type in intohisword.com, and you'll get a plethora of choices there, and you can go ahead and select whatever you like. We also have a YouTube channel that we're working on, and it's coming along. It takes a lot of work doing it on my own, but I'm enjoying doing it, spreading God's word to people, to the world, to the masses. Amen. So we're continuing going forward with our next bit of information on repentance. We're on that right now. We're trying to explain and give you a better understanding of repentance, the truth about repentance. That is so important today because many people don't want to repent of their sins, or many people will never repent of their sins. Have you ever met people that do a wrongful act towards you, but they never say sorry, which would be an act of repentance? But they just try to make it right by acting better towards you. But we do need an act of repentance. That's for sure. Okay, so let us pray, and then we'll get into this other, the next episode, this next message on repentance. Dear Lord and Savior, we ask you to bless us today. Open up our hearts, open up our minds and our souls. Let us be receptive to your word, what your word has to say for us. Help us to be obedient to your word, for we know that obedience is better than sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this this cruel world that we live in that seems to be crumbling apart. So we need to get our lives right and get ready to meet you, Jesus. In your precious name I pray, amen. The big question that a lot of people may have that are seeking God, is repentance important to salvation? Is repentance important to salvation? And the reason why some people, the non-believer, because they could see so many people doing contrary to God's word and appear to be prospering doing contrary to God's word. But that doesn't mean, oh, I'm on location, by the way. So if you hear some background noise, that's because I'm on location. So just because people are living a prosperous life does not necessarily mean that God is with them. The devil would like to bless people as well and make it appear as if they're doing very well, and why these others aren't even serving God and not really repented sincerely to God. So is repentance important to salvation? We'll spend a few words on that, a few minutes on that, and see what the word of God says about repentance. Is repentance important to salvation? Well, John the Baptist, he preached, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That's in Matthew 3:2. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That's in Acts 17:30. Except ye repent, you shall likewise perish. So as you can see here, repentance is mentioned several times. This is not the only time it's mentioned in the Bible, these several verses that I share with you. But these are important. John the Baptist being the forerunner before Jesus Christ, the one that was leading the way for Jesus Christ. Jesus's cousin was John the Baptist. That remember when Mary and Elizabeth, the babies leaped in their womb because the two women were pregnant, John being 6 months ahead of Jesus in the womb, but the two babies leaped when the two mothers came together to meet. Perhaps the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit making confirmation on what was going on inside the womb, that they were happy that something big was about to take place once they both came into the world. Amen. So God commandeth men everywhere to repent. Now, we must be sorry. We must be sorrowful. Remember, repentance is a act of sorrow for sin and the act of turning from it, according to the Encyclopedia Americana, 1983 edition. So we need to be sorrowful for our sins and turn away from it. In the church, we usually use the illustration of doing a 360. A 180, not a 360. You know how you ride a skateboard, and if you do a 360, that's just like a complete circle. But if you do a 180, that's a half a circle, and you're changing your direction, the way you were going. So if you're living a life of sin, we need to change our direction. And we do that by acknowledging that we have a reason to sin and that we need to sin, and we need to turn ourselves back to God or turn to God. And the scripture also tells us, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Well, Jesus commissioned that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Repentance and forgiveness or remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. This is important because there's forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's healing in the name of Jesus. A lot of things are done in the name of Jesus, including baptism. We're commanded to baptize in the name of Jesus. Anybody that was baptized in the Bible was baptized in the name of Jesus. Even when you pray today, even when you get into a scary or rocky situation, you're going to say the name of Jesus. So repentance, a sorrowful act, acknowledging that you need to repent in the name of Jesus and remission of sins. Back in those days, he says, it's going to start here. It's going to start in Jerusalem. This is where I want this to take place. This is in Luke 24 and 47. So, there was a question that was asked once in the book of Acts where certain people that did not necessarily believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the Savior, the Anointed One, hallelujah, and they asked a question, what shall we do? And the Peter, the one who the keys was given to, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So upon that rock, Peter, he gave an answer as he was preaching or expounding unto them about whom they had given over to be crucified. And you can read the entire story in the book of Acts chapter 2, which I would encourage you and behoove you. It would behoove you to read that story. And it says, Peter, as he was filled with the Lord's commission. See, Peter was filled with the commission of the Lord. He fulfilled and was filled with the commission of the Lord. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, this was for the first century church. This is the beginning of the church as we know it today. The foundation is being set for the church. Hallelujah. These guys, Jesus gave them a commission to go to Jerusalem, wait till you be endured with power on among high. Hallelujah. But once these certain individuals realized what they had done, they said, what should we do? How are we going to make our mistake right? See, when you make a wrong, when you do a wrong, you have to make it right. If you want to be saved, if you want to make heaven your home, you have to make it right. And that's what they did. Peter gave them the word. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift. The gift. It's a gift of the Holy Ghost. So certainly true repentance is a command of God and necessary for divine forgiveness. Therefore, it is definitely an important step in God's wonderful plan of salvation for man. That's very important. This is an important, essential step. Hallelujah. An important step, an essential step in God's wonderful plan of salvation for mankind. Hallelujah. This must be done. We have to repent. This is why when we read Acts 2:38, it says repent. Hallelujah. This is why when we share it with you in Matthew chapter 3 and Acts chapter 17 and Luke 13 and Second Peter chapter 3, it talks about repentance, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I hope that clarifies a little bit about the importance of repentance. Hallelujah. Is repentance important to salvation? Well, I would say that it is, no doubt. Well, let us pray. Dear Lord and Savior, I ask you, Jesus, that these words that were spoken today land upon hungry hearts, God, and it leads them and guides them closer to you, Jesus, so they may have a greater and grander understanding of your goodness and your plan for our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for safety in our travels and our going outs and our coming ins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So God be with you and keep you. Don't forget to visit or search for Into His Word. That's INNTO, His Word, all one word. And you can always put a .com at the end if you can't remember the rest. God be with you. We meet again. God bless.